Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And today we're looking at John chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. It's the story of Jesus going in and cleansing the temple. You find this account in all four Gospels, though John, for reasons that I don't think commentators fully agree upon, he places this story at the beginning of his gospel about Jesus going in, and he finds the temple filled with commercial activity, people selling sheep and oxen and the sacrifices that were needed for temple worship. And they've set that up, and scholars tell us this was also in the court of the Gentiles, and so people who were not Jewish would have come to the temple to worship, and it would have been this smelly, noisy, the place that they could access and come and try to worship God. The Jewish people had allowed that to become a place of money exchange, smelly, noisy, distracting. And Jesus sees this and he says, man, this is to be a house of prayer. And so here in John, he puts together a cord of whips and he flips over their tables and he drives them out of the temple. And it says the disciples say, they remembered later on that it said, the scriptures say, zeal for my house will consume me. And the religious leaders ask Jesus, by what sign do you give us for really, sort of signaling your authority to do these things? And Jesus says, if you destroy this temple, I'll raise it up in 3 days. And John notes that both the religious leaders and the disciples thought, he was talking about the physical temple. But it goes on to say, no, he was talking about the temple of his body, that he was talking about his death and his resurrection. And so there's a bunch of themes in this story. I mean, John kind of masterfully weaves together all of these themes in his gospel. You could talk about, zeal for the Lord, right? Passion for seeing God be worshiped, and a rightful sense of righteous indignation, right? That we should have as believers when we look into our own lives, our own hearts, or into our culture, and we see God not getting the glory that's due his name. That's one route you could take. You can also talk about, and I think, this is a big part of the story, how Jesus comes to bring a new relationship with God and a new temple, right? Here he talks about the temple of his body being raised up at the resurrection. But also in the New Testament, it says now through the Spirit of Jesus, we are the temple. And it's a beautiful reality, right? All throughout Old Testament history, the tabernacle, and then the temple, that was the place where you came and you met with God. And you could have a relationship with God and you could come encounter his presence there. And in our devotional for today, one of our writers said this so good. In this passage, Jesus shows what he plans to do in the hearts of all who will believe in him. Cleanse them from the inside out and provide a space for God to dwell through faith in his death and resurrection. There's a new way of relating to God through Christ that doesn't come through having to go to the physical temple and worship there. Rather, right, Jesus comes and makes room in our hearts, and God takes up residence in us through his Spirit as we trust Jesus and believe that he is the Son of God and that he died and he rose again. That temple was raised up on the third day. That's, John keeps referring to signs all throughout his gospel. That's a major theme in John, as John is saying, hey, I want to show you what Jesus did. And these are all signs pointing to the reality of who Jesus Christ is, that he is the Messiah. And later on in his gospel, he sort of sums things up in chapter 20 when he says, look, I wrote these things down so that you would believe, you would know that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you might have life in his name. And so I'd ask you to reflect on that, right? Today, do you believe in Christ? Do you know who he is? Are you fellowshipping with God? Do you have the Spirit living in you? Are you finding life in his name? If that's never taken place for you, maybe that's today's the day for you to say, hey, I need to commit my life to Christ. Start believing in him and find life in his name. Or maybe you would say, yes, I've made that commitment. I want to encourage you today to thank the Lord and to ask him to continue to strengthen you, finding life in him on a daily basis as we abide in Christ. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the Gospel of John. Thank you for your word. And Jesus, thank you for what you show us in this story, you have made a way for us, a new way to relate to the Father, to have a relationship through your death, through your resurrection, through the raising of the temple of your body, and so much so that you now call us the church, the temple of the living God, our bodies as the Spirit now resides in us. And God, we don't have to go to somewhere physically in order to encounter you. Father, we get to encounter you on a daily basis through relationship with Jesus Christ in spirit, as we worship in spirit and in truth. Thank you for that. Lord, we love you, praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray for yourself.